Today's episode hits home because we're talking all about erogenous zones. So go ahead and grab your boobs and let's get to it. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra, your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com. We are back for episode 7. We in the house. You know, it's none other than Boo Blogger Bae, J. Marie. And I'm kicking things off with my sissy, as always.
Of course. I'm here. KB in the building. Hello.
Hey. You know, starting off vagina vents this week. My week been all right this week. Like, I still been working late. Y'all already know. The pandemic ain't slowed nothing down. But I just, I've been getting some much needed time outside of the house. Even though it's been for getting House of Boobs off the ground. I've been meeting some incredible people. And today we went to celebrate one of my little cousin's birthdays at the bowling alley. And it's just, you know, it's refreshing because you've been in the house for so long. Uh-huh. You know, the slightest little thing or the slightest piece of fresh air is just like, you know what I mean? Even the kids was like, yo, it felt good to get out the house. And I was like, you know, Dito, y'all, I feel that. Like, word to Big Bird, I feel that.
That's what's up.
So, you know, we're good.
That's what's up.
And we good. How's your week been going? Your 2 weeks, or shall I say, catch us up?
It's been going great. You know, some up and down, regular life shit. But I am so glad that the elections are over. That is where I am. So excited. Yeah. That's it in a nutshell. Glad the goddamn elections are over. Stop calling me. Stop texting me. Stop sending me shit.
Like, right. They was I'm texting tired like OD.
Oh, and then it's not even just that. Like, you pull up your DoorDash. Did you vote, bitch? No, I just want a chicken sandwich. Bring it to me. Like, bro, I was so mad. Like once I see them, like, I was cool with everything else. Even the little mail-ins, the little stuff. Like, I get it. All right, that's regular advertising. You know what I'm saying? When they hit DoorDash, though, that's when I think it was just, that was the straw for me. It was like, bro, I can't even order food without y'all coming through like this. Come on now.
But even posting to Instagram, it was there too. Like, every time you opened your Instagram, it was like, hey, do you need voting information? Do you know your polling place? Do you want to know what your ballot's going to look like? That's just like, let me scroll in peace.
Apparently it worked. You know,
it did.
It was highest turnout in U.S. history, I believe. So that's what's up. But yeah, I'm glad it's over. Fuck, I don't give a damn. I'm glad it is over. Leave me the fuck alone.
Listen.
Don't holler at me for the next 4 fucking years.
Okay. Like, I don't want to hear that. But you still got your general election for your state. Mm-hmm.
This is true. Matter of fact, never mind. I want
to know. Because that's even more important. And people don't realize that, though. People vote in the primary elections, but the general elections that apply to your state, where you choose those people that help the people in the big elections, we always miss that.
Yeah.
The work is done.
In fact, if they don't sweat me for the local elections the way they did for the damn presidential election, bruh, I promise you. I don't know who I'm smacking, but somebody getting smacked. Because seriously, like, your local government, you are so correct. Like, you, all of that, the people that decide where your kids gonna go to school, when and where, and all this other shit.
Exactly.
Your taxes, what's gonna happen with your roads, that fucked up ass road that you, oh shit, that you drive to work every day. Yeah,
right,
you
need all that matters.
Yeah, all of that stuff matters. People
and
crazy.
We don't realize it.
Yeah.
You know, jumping into this good boob news report while we on the subject of the election.
What up?
We have got to celebrate Black women making it to the White House, bruh. We is in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh,
for sure.
In there like swimwear.
I'm just glad a chick is in the office, man. Right. Shout out to a female just being in there doing it. Okay. She's definitely, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's cool. It's definitely historical.
Yes. I'm
we are definitely living in history. Yeah, like, we are definitely in the realm.
Stories. We're going to have to tell, you know, generations after us. We saw the first Black male president, and we saw the first Black female president.
That is real. It's when like, you put it into that kind of perspective. Yeah,
we're witnessing history.
Yeah.
Like, we're making our ancestors so proud. You know? Like, oh, man. Like, it's just that moment, you know, realizing that you are alive to see all of this. Because a lot of people ain't made it through 2020. And people still going. Because Alex Trebek passed today. So,
whoa.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Man.
Don't just gloss over that, nigga. What?
I'm serious. He passed this morning. And now, granted, I do think he knew. We just didn't know because they say it was at home. He was surrounded by family and loved ones.
Okay.
He was battling cancer or something. I think it was pancreatic cancer or something like that. And yeah, Jeopardy will never, ever, ever be the same.
Bo, never. I just seen a clip. Yeah, okay. So, you know, normally I take these self days, like to myself, like I don't be fucking with nothing. Like, don't try to hit me up on these kind of days. You're not. I've been so disconnected all day. I had no idea until literally just now. That's wild.
But yeah,
that's wild. Yes, bro.
I know. I'm working to you on the air.
Damn. Like, bro, what? Yeah. Nigga, they just got to turn. Ain't no Jeopardy no more. Like, what you mean?
Yeah, right. I would rather them just discontinue the show than to try to replace him.
Because you can't.
Replacing him on that show, it was just like, I know he didn't probably make the show, but he made the show. You know what I mean? Like, he made me want to watch it. Because who watches Jeopardy now? But, like, you still would watch it just to tune in, you know? Just to see his facial expressions or just to hear his windows and stuff like that. You know, Alex made that show.
It's just like a staple. Like, even if you don't fuck with Jeopardy like that, you know your grandmama and all of them used to watch Jeopardy all the goddamn time. You know about it. And then,
exactly.
If Jeopardy is not your shit, you still know about it. You still know about Alex. Like, it's just that staple. Like, I'm not ready.
Exactly. That's what I said. 2020 is dishing it to us with these surprises. Yes, like 2020 definitely dished up its share. But, you know, 2021 looking up. Like I said,
we're
in there. We're in the White House. We got somebody in office that at least knows what they're doing. I'm not going to say they're the best person for the job. However, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that's the thing that trips me out. Now, I will say that, like, everybody, I guess, take it with a grain of salt, whatever. Y'all, I'm not the most politically correct anything.
Right.
But it's just like, people are really dumb boy hype, right? Mm-hmm. That this man is in office, right? They are like, whoa, hallelujah, the savior came. Pause.
Right.
That's what's wrong with y'all motherfuckers right there. What you mean? You know this motherfucker, have y'all done any type of research on him at all?
Exactly.
Like, or both.
Yeah.
Like this motherfucker has made a career of having his neck on the Black community or lower. Okay, let me move aside. My thing is, I'm gonna let people do your research. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Y'all saying they had to like this motherfucker is the great white hope. You know he's been in office or not in office, I'm sorry. You know he's been in politics well over half of his life. Mm-hmm. Like, come on now. So what has
just something he started doing.
Come on now. So then with that part being said, that's why it still flips to the narrative. Look, I'm going to say this. Support your Black businesses. Get on something. Own some land. Mm-hmm. Okay? Get your land up. Get some investments up. Get some guns. Teach your kids.
Like, exactly.
All I'm saying is, and I'm not trying to make it seem
biased.
Thank you. Or militant or disruptive of peace. Never that.
Right.
But sometimes y'all gotta for real stop waiting for somebody to come, quote unquote, save you. Mm-hmm. And just goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Be your own savior.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, what you waiting on? Hey. You waiting on the great white hope? Why you waiting on your white daddy to come help you out? Bro, you shut up. All right, let me step off my shit. My bad, bro.
See, that's exactly what I said. I just think he's better than the person in office.
Okay.
To handle certain situations.
That's fair. So, that's fair. He's not.
That is really because
the person in office is not that diplomatic. So you're correct. No.
He's a businessman. And granted, mm-hmm. I will give this to Trump. And I'm not a fan of Trump, but he's very business-minded. And business-wise, he helped us out a lot. People don't give him the credit, but he helped us out a lot business-wise. However, from a political standpoint, he was not the man for the job.
And not even just business-wise. I think some of it was like all the business, like you said, the business stuff. But even just that fear, like, say what you want. Fear put some fire up under your ass. So mm-hmm. you had people seeing that man doing all crazy kind of shit. And they was like, nope, let me get my shit together. I do not have time. Government is not coming to help me.
And so now it's like, you got people doing it for themselves.
Exactly. But it felt good, though.
It do.
Like, my favorite thing to do is to hear any of my friends saying, hey, I want to do X. You know what I'm saying? Or like, I have friends who are designing things, making things, selling mm-hmm. stuff, like negotiating their motherfucking pay, not just accepting shit anymore. Like,
yep.
It's beautiful. I love mm-hmm. that. That's beautiful.
That is everything I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, putting everything into perspective, keep that same momentum. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. it's cool. We got the little, you know, the cheese puff out of the office. Great. You know what I'm saying? And now you got this other dude who's more diplomatic. All right. And right. yes, it is amazing that we are living in history. We have never had a female anything.
Right. It's okay. Let's speak on it. Granted it.
You know what I'm saying?
Granted it. We cannot overlook what they have done.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the only thing I'm trying to get people to understand with this new presidency coming into play. Is you can't overlook what they've done. Like they always say, everybody got a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And one day that pass is going to catch up to you if you don't handle it yourself. And basically, mm-hmm. that's what it's doing. So granted, mm-hmm. like I said, oh yes, Biden got my vote. However, understand.
I like how you said that.
Mm-hmm. Understand that he got that vote because I feel he would be better in office. It was not because you helped me out more than the last person. No. I just think you would be better fit for the job. Because at the end of the day, being the president is a job. Right.
Hey,
it is a job it. Somebody is fulfilling. And I just feel that you're better qualified.
I like the way you put that. That's a better way to put it.
Yes, being president is a job. And it's basically like you're looking at somebody's resume. When you're reading those political campaigns and you're reading their platforms. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is
and
all
then full
doing.
Circle. This motherfucker he's in the seat. That's his job. Guess who tells him not necessarily what to do, but what to do and sign up mm-hmm. on his shit? Your people in Senate, the people that you have to vote for, your local fucking office.
Yep. And that's why I said politics. We don't pay attention to that. You know?
It's, anyway.
We don't pay attention to that. But I'm glad it
sparked a conversation. Like I said in my bit, I'm glad the election is over. I'm tired of you throwing fucking election in my face. However, conversations. I am glad it is starting the conversations. But
yes.
People do need to look and be aware of their surroundings and know mm-hmm. what's up.
That is such indeed. You know, black women have been a staple, and I'm finally glad to see us getting the respect we deserve as a mm-hmm. culture. Because mm-hmm. we turned this election out. Mm. Like, black women specifically turned this election out. Like, starting mm-hmm. with Stacey Abrams. We got to give credit to Stacey Abrams. She registered 800,000 new voters in the state of Georgia.
I'm sorry, how much?
800,000. And that is why Georgia was a majority Democratic state this election. And that has not happened in 3 decades.
Nah, that's cool.
3 decades.
That is cool.
I've only been alive 3 decades.
That's true.
For real, since I've been living, Georgia ain't never been a majority Democratic state.
Mm-mm.
Never. in my lifetime.
It's a lot of history happening right now. It's a lot of different things moving. I need people to pay attention.
Yes.
But it is a lot of things moving.
It is. Like, you got to keep up. Because if you blink, yep, you're going to miss it.
And then to all my astrologist type people, y'all already know what's up. Mm-hmm. Y'all know where the stars and how the moon's aligning up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God.
So y'all just be ready.
Because we done had some moons this year. We ain't had in a while.
Come on now.
And we'd have been in some retrogrades that then through some loops. So, I mean, got to be ready.
Yes, Lord. What is his name? I don't know, but it's that really funny Keats or something. Keats, that's whatever. The guy with the planets. Oh my God, he is so hilarious. He is so cute too. It's like Keats at it. It's like Keats. I know it's something like that. It started on TikTok. Yeah, it's on his. It started on TikTok, and I think it's still the same name or whatever. Fucking hilarious. I love most, if not all, of his skits. Like, seriously.
Okay.
Yes. Like, he is hilarious. And it's he does this thing with the planets. I'm not going to butcher it. I'll have to find it and send it out. Put it posted somewhere. Tag it, something. But that thing has me cracking up. Anytime I need a good laugh, like I'm not feeling my best, I can definitely go to his page and crack up.
Oh, I need that in my life. I need that. Because we all have some bad moments.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, and Carlos Miller.
Carlos, why does that name sound familiar?
85 South.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. 85 South is my show. I love them guys.
But you didn't know who Carlos was, bro. Stop fraud.
I did.
Stop fraud.
I don't know names. I don't. Show me a face all day and I got you. But names, I'm going to be like, who is that? And then you show me a picture and I'll be like, oh yeah, I was just talking to someone 2 days ago. So, yeah, no, I'm not the best with names. I'm just not. Blame old age. It's sitting there.
You will not put that on age when we the same one. She do it.
Listen.
Thank you.
I need something. Mm-mm. I need something to blame.
Simmer down.
Okay. But, you know, all right. We're going to jump into a really serious topic because for feminine favor today. Mm-hmm. Because I know even for me, I thought I used to be abnormal because I saw Discharge. Mm-hmm. And I've honestly gotten a lot of questions about it lately, about, you know, is it normal? Mm-hmm. And what does Discharge mean? Does that mean something's wrong? All of these questions surrounding it. So first off, it is normal. Every woman's going to experience discharge. Like if somebody woke up to you and tell you they ain't never experienced discharge and they own a vulva, they lying. Because at some point in your life, you're going to have some type of discharge. It may not be every day, but you're going to have some somewhere, some way. Because that's just the genetics of our body. Mm-hmm. That's just how everything works. But you do need to pay attention to it. Because the color of it does determine what's going on the inside. Because, of course, we ain't got no inside view of what's going on inside our bodies. So we got to pay attention to what our body's producing on the outside because that gives us clues to say, hey, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, I need to check up on this. So pay attention to the color of your discharge. Now, if it's white or if it's clear, you're healthy. It's normal. Stop freaking out. Because I used to do the same thing. And I used to be like, oh, dang, something got to be going on. Because nobody talked about it. And so I didn't know that it was normal. Mm. And it scared me. But in talking to doctors and just informing myself as I got older, it is completely normal and it is perfectly healthy. You're going to have discharge, honey. Let it go. Okay? Get it out your mind that you're an alien. Get it out your mind that your lip's about to fall off or your clit don't work no more. Uh-huh. Get all that out your head because it's not true. Discharge is just telling you that either you're normal or something's wrong. Okay? Mm-hmm. That is all. And so, like I said, white or clear, as long as it don't have a smell, you are right. And when I say smell, I don't mean like the natural smell of you. Because yes, all vaginas or vulvas are going to have a smell. Mm-hmm. But if it does not smell like you, then you need to ask a question about what's going on. Or either maybe, like we said in previous episodes, your pH may be a little off balance. Things like that. Just check on it. That's all that means. Just check on you. If you're taking new medicines, know that it's going to be a smell down here sometimes. If you're eating different, notice that's going to make you smell a little different sometimes. That's okay. But you have to pay attention to you. Now, if it's yellow to green, that ain't healthy, girl. I need you to go get that checked out. Okay? Because this normally means you either got, you got a sexually transmitted infection or some type of disease going on down there that most times can be treated. Let's not be too hasty. But you still need to get that checked out. Okay? Yellow to green is not healthy. I'm going to repeat it for y'all. Because some of y'all be missing it. Now, if it's pink to red, that symbolizes that something in the inside is bleeding. And so that could be because you're coming on. Yes, that's normal. If you are coming on, we know that it's going to be a little pink. However, if you already cycled and you are very aware that it's not that time of the month and you're starting to see pink or red, you need to get checked on, because that could mean that your cervix is bleeding. That could mean that you have a vaginal infection. That could mean if you're not currently aware that you could have endometriosis, cervical cancer, a lot of things. However, it is best to consult with your doctor so that you can find out what's going on with you. Because again, I say the color of your discharge is your sign to know what's going on in the inside of you. So if it is pink to red and it is not your time for menstruation, call your doctor immediately. Because something ain't right, sweetheart. And now, if it is gray, gray discharge normally means that you just got some type of bacterial vaginosis going on, and that's going to cause an odor in itself. It's going to cause some itching. But you know, normally signs of like redness around your vaginal opening, or it might even be a little soft or sensitive to touch. Call your doctor. Sometimes, you can get creams that are for your vulva. Not something on triple antibiotic and all that stuff. No, don't do that. that's but I'm talking like things that were made for your vulva. But always, and I stress, consult with your doctor first. This is why it's important to have one. Because they are going to be a very vital point to your vulva life and keeping things intact. Because how are you going to know what else going on? Because you sure can't Google it. Because everybody's different. Everybody's different. So what could be going on with me ain't necessarily what's going on with Sissy. And we could almost be sharing the same symptoms. But we don't know that. And we're going to guesstimate if we're not asking the right questions. So definitely make sure you consult with your doctor on anything you are unclear about that is coming out of your vulva or your vaginal canal. Okay? All right. Glad we got through that.
And that was a public service announcement brought to you by Blogger Babe J. Marie. Come on.
Okay. Listen, had to break it down for the people
real quick. Yes, Lord.
Because I've just been getting a bunch of questions about it. I mean, woo. It's normal, but dang. You got to pay attention to your body, people.
But that is, like you said, you have to know yourself. Like, so, again, we stress, know yourself. Get to know you.
Mm-hmm. That is all a part of getting to know you.
Yeah, for real.
And you know, speaking...
What's up?
Speaking of getting to know... Mm-hmm. Getting to know... We jumping into relations and situations, you know. And we're going to talk about Taraji P. Henson and her split with her fiance.
Yeah.
And why getting to know you is so vital.
Come on now.
So, she revealed in an interview she did with Breakfast Club, you know, that their recent engagement ended. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't sad. It wasn't like it was a tragic ending or, you know, it was more so of, hey, we know that we're not meant to be together, or at least right now in this present time. So we're going to call things off. Hmm. And we're going to go our separate ways. It wasn't like it was bad blood between the two or anything like that. Uh-huh. Because she even spoke on something that's so vital in our community that so many people are against, is that they even tried therapy.
That's what's up.
You know, yeah. Like, real talk. If you get to the point in your relationship where, you know, things are y'all are at each other. Uh-huh. Things just won't seem to work. And as much as you're trying to make it work, things just won't work. And you're like, hey, we need somebody else's opinion. Or we need somebody else to kind of moderate things going on, to shift the perspective and things. And even when doing that, mm-hmm. it still don't work. Bruh. It's okay to say, all right, this ain't work. Right. This ain't it. Right. And that's just what they did.
That's what's up. I like that. I enjoy that. I really do. And like you said, I like when people... I think people need to learn that balance. Like, sometimes mm-hmm. people feel like, oh, fuck it. They messed up. My partner messed up. So I'm going to leave them right then and there. Shit. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. There's going to be some growing pains. Like, you're your own self and I'm me, and we're trying to live together and make it mm-hmm. mesh well. Obviously, there was something that brought us together. Let's see if it's worth it. And if it's not, exactly. it's okay to walk away. And some people feel like I know sometimes I can be very loyal to it's bad. Like, mm-hmm. I'll just be like, hey, I don't know, it's weird. And
well, you could be loyal to the idea.
There you go.
Because that's what it is. It's the idea of something working in your mind or in your mental that you're trying to bring into fruition, like fruition in life. Mm-hmm. And you're so dedicated to that idea that you're sitting there taking less than, hoping that idea you have will soon come out mm-hmm. into reality. Yeah. And that's not always the case.
Yeah, like, it's more or less just projecting your expectations onto someone else. And it's like, you can't necessarily do that. Like, I can't expect you to do X, Y, and Z, or, hey, I want mm-hmm. you to be this mold for me. Like, either mm-hmm. you are or you're not.
Exactly.
So I do like the fact that they tried. Because you don't want to mm-hmm. just give up. That's whack. You don't want somebody to just give up on you. But then at the same time, I'm glad that they go ahead and say, hey, you know what? Nah, you're right. This ain't it.
Facts, though.
Because some people would stick around for years and years and years, and you're miserable. Baby, why? You don't get those years back. You know that, right? It's not like a sweater. Exactly. You don't get your money back. Ain't no return, shawty.
Okay.
So why waste time?
You don't want to be like, exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. You don't want to wait until it's like 5-10 years down the road, and then you're like, dang, I've been sitting here unhappy all this time, and I could have been doing this, or I could have been doing that. You could have been, but you didn't. Mm-hmm. You are in control of your life, down to your sex life and your love life and where you work. You control that. So if you're unhappy with it, it's because you're settling for that.
Exactly.
And that's what it was. And they got to the point where they weren't willing to settle. And you know, that's important.
It is. It really is.
And you know, I took something that she said from the interview mm-hmm. that really, really resonates. And she said, my happiness is not his responsibility mm-hmm. and his happiness is not mine. We have to first learn how to make ourselves happy, to make each other happy. And so when one person is taking the weight of the entire relationship, it's not going to work. You have to show up. And yes, you want to be understanding, but you can't lose yourself in that understanding. You have to still stand up for yourself and be there for you. Because it's hard if you're doing that and the other person isn't. And that's why relationships are so difficult. And when she said that, I was like, yo, mm-hmm. she on to something. Mm-hmm. You know, therapy was really working for her.
Come on now.
You know? Because you're not, that happiness that you have for you is your responsibility completely. That is not up to anybody else to make you happy. You're supposed to make you happy on your own and then find somebody else that adds that value of happiness to the happiness you already have. You don't find the person that makes you happy. Oh, you made me happy. No. You find your happiness on your own. And then I'm in my own happiness. And then we together can combine that happiness and be happy.
That's fact.
That's how that works. It's not like you meet me and then my happiness spills over into your cup and then you happy because of me. No, that don't work like that. And if it is working like that, it's not going to work for long. Somebody somewhere going to be tired.
Excuse me, for real.
Real fast. Yeah. And that's just real.
Wow. Look at you dropping all these little bombs. Okay. You own it tonight, sis. I feel it.
I'm trying. You know, school is working a little bit. Brain cells are going.
I am not mad at it at all.
We trying.
Oh, man. That's a symptom. Dang. You know what?
Oh, no.
So, I got a massage today, right? That shit is amazing. I think people forget that self-care is for real, like all of it, not just getting your hair and your nails done. Sometimes you gotta work that stress off, get it worked out of you. I mean, my bad. When I say I feel super relaxed and all loose and goosey and shit, it is amazing. Mm-hmm. And he was hitting certain points in my body, like on my body that I don't even know. Like, since he did something with my head on his arm, and he some kind of way got to a part of my neck I didn't even realize was there. My God. When I say I melted, I have never.
Listen.
And I mean, and don't get me wrong, this is not my first massage. This ain't my first rodeo. Mm-hmm. But it's been so long since I got a really good one. Oh, my God.
It was like that.
Girl, when I say scheduled an appointment in the next 2 weeks, it's going to be just like my hair after a while. I think I'm addicted.
Okay.
I think I need it now.
Listen, a massage should be a regular part of your routine. Just like you get your hair and your nails done and your feet done. Schedule a massage in too. We need
Come
it.
Come on now. And then it's just, even thinking about the certain points, it had me thinking like, there's so much about the human body that is so interesting and so fun to explore. Like, it's like for instance, just like if you chilling with your partner, this and the third, and they start kissing all up on your neck and shit, you instantly start turning You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's our topic for today. Erogenous.
Bro, I be on it.
So, you do, bro. You be right on it. You know, you keep up. But, like, that's an erogenous zone for you. So, like, most oftentimes, we used to refer to these as spots.
Hot spots.
You know, it'd be like, you on my spot. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, that's basically what it is. So, like, people know about them, but they don't know about them. You know, like, we always refer to it, like, as, you know, the neck. But the part right under your head. Like, we don't ever go down into, like, the nape of the neck. The bottom part, like, you know, trailing almost to the shoulder. Like, no, get right there. You'd be surprised. You know, like,
girl, hit the back of that kneecap.
Okay.
Bruh.
Like, it's some stuff we don't know though with spots. Like, you have to explore. Oh,
and men, I don't know, dudes, look, if you're not used to getting your thighs kissed, get them kissed. Like, next time you about to get some dome, have your partner kiss on your thighs before you get some dome. Kiss on them, scratch on them a little bit. Now, don't get crazy. I mean, you gotta ease into this, people.
It's a sensual.
Yeah, like, you're not Wolverine, my nigga. Like, you just chilling real quick. But have them kissing on your thighs real quick, playing with your thighs before they even hit you. I promise you. Oh, drives you crazy. Like, unless...
Every time.
I mean, everybody is different. Try it out. Because some people are ticklish. Like, some spots that turn me on make somebody else aggravated. Like, everybody is different. You can't go around just tickling everybody behind the back of the kneecap. You might get smacked one day.
I was about to say, somebody been kicked.
Peter fucked you. Oh, my God. You remember, what was it? 40-year-old version? When he kicked the girl in the face when she was trying to get hit. Oh, my God. Yes. That just literally when you said that popped in my head. Oh, my God.
But case in point. Word, though.
Fuck around and get no booty because you want to tickle people.
That is like legit case.
So obviously you should have conversations with people.
You start yes, like up. For real.
And then,
but you yeah, know, a good way to do mm-hmm. that, a good way to do that is explore your body with your partner. Like, okay, like create a game out of it, right? Like, I'm so serious. Create a game out of it. Like, have your partner put your hands behind your back. You can't touch mm-hmm. them, but they can touch you, mm-hmm. right? And just have them kiss all over you. Like, I mean, literally, from head to toe. And you will discover areas that you never even thought would turn you mm-hmm. on. Like, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Make a game out of it. Or either, if you don't want to tie your hands up, because some people, you know how some people are, i.e. sissy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like to be restrained past a certain point. Or either just point, say, hey, kiss me here. Okay, cool. Kiss me here. Okay, cool. Kiss me here. You know what I mean? Just point to different areas of your body just to see how it feels. Like, just be open-minded to it.
And be open-minded to get your feet played with. I hear a lot of people say they don't like feet, right? And I get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You do not have to worship feet. How can I put this? You do not have to go to the extreme to enjoy something. I don't have a foot fetish. I'm not with the shits. I will massage your feet as my partner. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm down with the shits. I might even, you know what I'm saying, give it a little flick and tug if I feel like it. I don't know. Maybe I don't. Give me junk enough. Give me a side of me. We'll see.
Right.
But, but at the same time, however, I have been the receiver of some foot play. That shit comes. That shit I like. Like.
It is. And that shit caught me so young, guard. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I'm saying? That
first
yeah.
time I had somebody suck on my yep. toes, bro.
Yo, that's.
I was like, your word.
That sucking stroke something word, different.
For real though, like, oh my God, because I have never been a foot person because feet used to be my, like, my one area of my body that I just was like, yo, it's just so ugly. So I'm so serious. However, you know, growing into me, I love my feet. You know, I love every part of me. But I ain't want nobody to touch. Like, I'm dead ass. Like, I'd be like, don't touch my feet. Of anything, don't touch my feet. Catch me mm-hmm. in the mood. I got caught in the mood, should I say. And them feet got to get mm-hmm. playing with. Oh.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, it was over. It was a done deal. I ain't gonna lie. It surprised
yeah.
me, yo.
Like, I'm telling you, like, the first time now, I had different experiences with this whole foot play thing. But the very, very, mm-hmm. very, very, very first time it ever happened, it started with a foot massage. Mm-hmm. And I was like that too, sis. Don't touch my feet. Fuck you. Don't touch my feet. For what? What? Don't mm-hmm. grab my sock. I will fight you in real life. Like, come on, chill out. Like, just don't do it. But then, hallelujah. This motherfucker, this was like, shut up. And they had this kind of energy that actually made me shut up. And you know, that's mm-hmm. rare. I was like, ooh, okay. Do your thing.
Okay.
You did.
Exactly.
So they went ahead, massaged my feet, and they got the little oils out. I mean, they mm-hmm. was getting in between the toes, crack shit. It was like, oh.
Oh, you got the
yes,
real
Lord.
Deal.
So then they proceeded to do other stuff, blah, 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 fast forward. And then boom. Then we got like the second on the toes and all the other stuff. Baby, mm-hmm. that shit is. I'm telling you, that shit all right.
It's there.
That's yes. all right.
Just like that.
I didn't even yes. know.
It will catch you off guard the first time it's done, but it feels amazing.
I think the first time anything is done, it's amazing. Like, have you ever had your ass ate before?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I don't know why I giggle like a little child, but listen. Probably because I'm thinking about the first time I got
listen.
It. That's right. The very first time, it wasn't right. Because, like, they did
wait,
it. Hold on.
Wait, how you mm-hmm. messed that up?
My bad. I'm trying to get it together.
How many
so,
full details?
Nah, not full. Can't get disclosing now. But, case in point. We doing a dude, this and the third. Eating that thing from the back, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You know, getting it in there. And then, next thing you know, you keep going up, and I'm like, hey, it's kind of in my head. I'm trying to, okay, so I got my ass in the air, you know, ass up, face down. So I'm trying to, like, you know, okay. reposition my pussy to follow the tongue. Like, where are you going? like a little chase. Like, wait a minute.
Y'all had a little Tom and Sherry moment. It's okay.
Bruh, I'm like, I don't understand. So then I'm looking back, Steve, you know, kind of gave me hell down, kind of place down, you know, like that shit. And then, like, my ass cheeks spread apart and then licked my ass. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready. He asked no questions. Hey, I didn't get no consent. It was just, I just wasn't right. What are you doing? Hey.
Yo, you got a whole lot of girls
too. Because I didn't understand. I wasn't ready.
Oh, was my not. God.
And then it didn't even feel so good. Like, why do you feel? It's wet. What is that? Why are you even there? What are you doing? Now, that was the first experience. I have since then had better experiences. But
I would hope so, because it is a wonderful feeling.
Oh, but that one, oh man. If I wasn't, that's man, I'll tell right you there. Later, but dude, that shit man. I heard somebody feelings on this, but listen, I didn't understand. I mean, if you know, you know. So I know that you know when you hear it, because you know. But you know that I know.
Okay.
That you knew better. You can't just be licking girls' booty holes just whenever you want to.
I mean,
it's a snack. Like, it's just
okay.
But yeah. Yeah, those different spots on your body. Hallelujah.
Yes. But you know, I mean, people don't think of it, but your butt is considered an erogenous zone. Like, even though, because a lot of times we get booty rubs or we like our butt squeezed or even like a little love tap, it turns you on. That's a spot. That's an erogenous zone.
So, this may not be an erogenous zone. However, have you ever got smacked by a dick?
Bruh.
He got dick smacked, bruh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now look.
Bruh.
We're being dick smacked.
That ain't no spot, bruh. Because I was ready to fight, bro.
I was about to say, did they turn you on or?
No, bro. I was ready to put your hands on
somebody. Oh, shit.
That ain't it for me. At least not in that moment that it happened. I need a 10-minute warning on so I can mentally prepare myself.
Oh, God. What you want? You want them to go ahead and talk about it? I'm going to speak with this dick. Are you for real? You going
to
get smacked?
Okay. Like, announce it if you have to. But if you just do it, I'm going to hit you back and hit you with my fist. We ain't going to play fair. Because no. I need prior warning for anything dealing with my face. Okay? I really do. Like, that's just a sensitive area for me. Like, extra super sensitive. If it's involving my face, I'm in warning, bro.
I think that's what it was. Because I was just like, why? This is not... Look, nigga, we are not on Pornhub. Could you please simmer down?
Okay, like, don't be trying to you just saw.
Now, don't get me wrong, with my partner, I am nasty as fuck. However, nigga, I was younger. Number one, you were not my boyfriend. We was just, you know, kind of chill, kind of fuck. That's what we do. Don't be
Now. If you're slapping it against my vulva, that's different, or against my clit.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally different. Totally different.
Unless you got a heavy one. Like, you ever have a heavy one just plop on it? It don't feel right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But it was this one, you know, little smash bang. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, just like a little slight love tap. You know what I mean? Just kind of, it's almost like, it's like a little love tap. You know, just enough.
A little mom like you mad, because I want you to smack that.
And we in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See, no, I didn't say too hard. You know, I said love, but you're mad. Just come here, pow. Pow.
Oh, yes.
You're so nasty, bro. What's wrong with you?
Yes. But you know, listen. And that right now, I can get there.
That part is, my mind brain can, like,
but you know what's so...
That's nasty. Like, I can go from, like, chilling, talking about some serious shit, to be like, shit, it's one last time you got such a dick. Like...
Bruh. All the time. And then they'd be like, yo, why is your
all the time
in the gutter?
Yeah. Like, I can be legit making, like, business plans, this and the third. Okay. Like, I can legit be on my business woman, taking care of shit. You know, all of that good shit, for real. In real life. Highly intelligent. However, while I'm doing that, I'm still thinking about, should I have brought my bullet to work or not? Because that way I can play with this pussy on break. Like,
I was about to say that, yo. I would be sitting at my desk all morning. Y'all could be asking me all types of questions. And I'm like, damn, can I
get you dig? Just real quick. Like, damn. Oh, my God. You know how many times I put my sweater over my chest so I could play with my nipples and not y'all just be looking and aggravating me?
Listen, talking about nipples, that is my nipples.
Oh, nah, you touch my nipples is a wrap. And matter of fact, I told, oh my God.
Yes.
So I went and got a massage today with my best. And like, bro, it was great. But he got to the part where he was on my chest and stuff. And then, you know, these things ain't small. Ooh. But you know, it was all professional. I promise you, all professional. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy, like, he can get all the tips, but professionally, though, respectfully. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, like, he got to my chest, and I was like, hey, bro, I promise you hit a nipple. Hey, I'm going to just have to howl at my partner.
Just one flip.
Just don't touch my nipple, because I don't know. Ain't no turning back from that one. And I mean, it was nothing like, it was no kind of attraction for me and Mama Little Mom, massage therapist. It was nothing like that. He was amazing. But baby, do not flick this nipple.
Touch my nips. Be expected for what comes next. Okay? Like, I'm serious though. Like, I could be dry as a freaking desert. You touch my nipples and
Nah,
I mean,
it's like
no lie. Sissy. I'm trying to tell you.
Bruh, shut up.
Here it comes. Like,
who says so swoosh?
God, that's how I be. Like, I will go from dry to well in like 2.5 seconds. Like, it's just, amen. I don't know. My nipples do it for me.
It's Lord. It's my they nipples, do. My thighs. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, thigh kisses.
But I'm telling you, grab my thigh in the right area, baby. You might, Now, if you get I ain't telling all the secrets now. But yeah, you touch that thing right.
Listen, hey, it be like that.
That thing stop flicking.
But you know, like, of like weird spots that'll get you. Okay, so like, have you ever done like fingertips? Like, I wasn't aware of how sensitive.
Yeah, I did that back in school. So when I was in school, I was very into massage. Matter of fact, I wanted to become a massage therapist. But even before college age and all the other stuff. I want to say it was middle school. It was either middle school or ninth grade. Mm-hmm. Either way, I remember playing with this boy's arm in math class.
Uh-huh.
Obviously not learning. And I was playing with his fingertips, but I was just playing with his hand, but just playing with it. And now I remember feeling like how good it felt. And I remember how he felt too. So then I was like, huh. So I actually started exploring touch. I didn't know it was had a name for it. I didn't know anything like it. But I was just going off the feel of it.
Right.
I was like, feel kind of good. I touch my hand like that with the fingertips and like just being sensual and all the other shit. Yeah, man. That shit is hot.
Mm-hmm. It is. And now I do explore, but like I said, it's just some things you don't really realize. Because I've had somebody like just literally lightly suck on the ends of my fingers, like not even putting the whole finger in your mouth, because it's almost like like a penis. You know how they have more feeling in the head than they do in the rest of it. So It's literally like just the tips. And I was just like, oh my God.
Excuse me.
Oh my God. I was like, oh, that feels good. So keep doing it. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. And it's spots we don't even realize be there. You know, with the right stimulation, you know, we can get you there.
So you can go swoosh.
I like stuff like that. Right, okay, you know, open right on up like the dang on.
Like a dam river dam.
Like the dam done broke.
Like a river dam.
For real though. But you know what was weird? I say it's weird, but it's not weird. Because I don't like to use the word weird when it comes to sex. Because just, you know, people have different likes, I guess.
Yeah, preferences.
Everybody's different.
Fetishes. So.
Yeah, exactly. Different preferences. There we go. We can use that word. That word works very well. But you know, what about your elbow?
You mean the weenus? The weenus. Yeah. I thought it was the funniest word when I was a kid.
Like that.
Funny as hell.
You know how, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Prime example. Have you ever been sitting in school, right? Now I'm going to take it back to before I was doing anything. But, like, just playing with somebody and you'll lightly brush their elbow and keep doing it. And they'll be like, ooh, stop. That tickles. You know, that's a sensuality. That's a spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if it works on me because I haven't had nobody do it to me per se. But I've done it to other people and I've seen reactions.
Don't fucking touch my elbow. That's stupid. Are you going to fucking around getting smacked? And again, this is why conversations are so important. Don't caress my elbow and think it's cool. I will punch you. Like, look, I've been through some things.
Don't be punching
nobody. Do not sneak up on me and do not rub my elbow. I may low-key snap your neck and be like, oh shit, my bad. Stop. You need to announce yourself. Matter of fact, if you walk around the house and it's dark, like if the lights go out, clap, motherfucker. Because if I bump you and it don't feel right, it's a wrap. I'm going in. We fighting.
Oh my God. But you prove a very good point. It is all like we say this every episode. It's all about
because everything relates to communication. Right? You gotta talk about it. Motherfucker, unless you're a mind reader, it ain't gonna work.
You gotta talk about it.
Mind reader, you still gotta tell what's on your mind. What the fuck? So
okay,
but come yeah, on, communication goes a long way, no matter what you're talking about. Hey, speaking of communication, yes, when it comes to grooming, do you tell your partner what to do? Not what to do. I'm sorry, that's the wrong way. There you go. Or no, your preference on what looks good.
Yes. Oh no, I don't really have.
Explain.
I haven't had to for my partner his grooming. Already was like, ooh, yes, keep that.
Got you,
keep
but
what you doing. I don't have to be like, I like to see this.
Okay.
I don't know.
Would you ever? Let's say he switch it up.
Yeah.
All right, now what if your partner was like, I like that 70s Bush, like bring that beaver back. Would you fuck with it or would you keep...
Mm-mm.
God dang. Can I finish the question?
That's annoying. That's
for real?
I don't know. I like the well-groomed cut. Well, no, I can't. Okay, I take that back because like if you're trying to achieve a certain look and I know that that's what you're aiming for and I know you got it. Like if you're trying to go locks or something and you're like right now close cut, I know you're going to have to go through growing your hair out, keeping it lined up or whatever, but I know you're going to have to grow your hair out. Mm-hmm. So I know you're going to have to bush it for a while. Cool. I'm cool with that because I know the ultimate goal is for you to lock it up and you're going to have, you know, have a different look going on. I'm okay with that. However, if you just one day suddenly decide to do something different, I'm going to be like, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Something you need to talk about. You know what I mean? Something on your mind. You need to express
something.
I want to know.
So let's make sure we're on the same page. You're talking about the hair on top of their head, right? I'm talking about the hair on your private parts.
Oh, now that? Oh, now, sissy, wait a minute. So that's totally different now. Wait, that changed my ass a little bit. Okay, we're going to rewind. All right, now press play. Okay, so yes, in terms of that type of you're talking about like manscaping or, you know, cleansing that. Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Nice.
We have those
talks
all the time. all the time. Like, I will say, hey, okay, that's too much hair for me. Shave it here. Or they will tell me, hey, I like the landing strip.
Or Let's talk about it. So I remember there was a time I would always hear men talk about, and even in songs too, they want that shave, cuda paint. They don't want you having no hair on there. They want to slick down, all this other kind of stuff. Right? Just weird, dumb shit. Like, looking like baby dolls. Which, some people, that's their preference. Whatever. Let me not say dumb shit. But, whatever. Your preference, right? But everybody would say that. Then it kind of flipped. And motherfuckers was like, man, I'm a grown-ass man. I want all the hair on the pussy. Whoa, all of it? Like, the whole bush?
Yes.
And then I'm like, but then if you think about it, but way, way, way back when, in the 70s and shit, I even said that. 70s bush. Like, all of that other stuff. Like, they just kept it up.
Just kept it.
Like, you know, you had to groom it. You may have to, you know, run the clippers by it real quick, whatever you had to do. But,
Because, okay, I've even gotten to the point sometimes where I've asked if he felt comfortable shaving me. Like, doing it himself. Like, it's another level of intimacy between us. But it's also, like, you know, if you like it a certain way, do it yourself. You know what I mean? Because I go to an esthetician, and she does all that. However, you know, when I'm on a budget, I do it myself. But, yeah, we do talk about it. Like, and that all goes into, because, I mean, if it's too bushy, I'm not going to touch it. I mean, we can get it on. Yeah, cool, but you're not going to get hit.
So I'm not like
I'm a cat.
Like, I'm just not. Hairball. That's nasty. Like, I guess.
Exactly.
How can I put this? I've never. I'm trying to think how to put it. So, like, I've had both ways. Like, I've had a partner who kept their shit. Like you would have thought this motherfucker was starring in pornos or something. Like, never had hair on it ever. Like, no.
Well, it just never grew.
Like he was grooming.
Oh, okay, I got you.
His preference was, you know, lint, but his preference was like landing strip type shit. A little bit of hair, but not for real. But it was just odd to me because then I didn't date anyone for a while, and then I had another partner who was just like, oh, nah, fuck this, it's hair. What's up? Like, I'm going to groom it, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shape it up. If I feel like it. I'm sorry, And then it just threw me for a loop because people do your research. The hair is there for a reason. Now, it is, you know, sometimes when you slap in skins, it sounds funny, but sometimes you don't want to slap skin. I'm telling you, the bush, sometimes the bush feel good. It feel good to bounce on the bush. That's all I'm saying.
Like, it does, but you know, exactly. It's down there to protect you too. So it's not all. It's not all
hair is not bad at all. It's just like, literally hair is just inconvenient.
Yeah,
now those motherfuckers.
Yes.
Yeah,
if you older, and
that's,
I mean,
but that's your hygiene though too. Now
it does,
because I know some heifers be hairy as hell. You know,
it is, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
don't think about it. It's hair still, even because it's down there on your pube. Like, on your pelvis area, but and you still have to wash it. You have to, like, shampoo it and
exactly.
Just like you do the hair on top of your head. You know, and I people don't think about that because you still sweat in that area.
See, it's weird because I've met women who grew hair all down there, like, in between their legs and, like, traveling down their leg and shit. It was just weird. It was like Chewbacca. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I'm sorry. Whew, damn, I got to wash my words. Not weird like that. Like, that's just how I talk, y'all. Like, I don't talk to disrespect nobody. If that's how you grow, that's life. It is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? My eyes crisscross. Like, yeah. So, my shit is, it's just, it was a lot. And I wasn't ready. Like, because I thought it was almost like a joke. Like, you see parodies and stuff like that, where the hair is literally, like, sticking out of the panties and stuff like that because they're trying to be funny. I've seen that in real life, though.
Yes.
And that was the real... That was the real cuda paint. And it was like all down their leg and everything. And I just, I was in awe. Like, she definitely caught me looking at her vagina. But it was a little uncomfortable and I didn't mean to. But I was just like, oh, wow. That's, it's not coming off. That's yours.
But you see, Yeah, but that's something.
Oh, well, it didn't turn me off. I was intrigued because I wanted to know, how do you find it? Like, it low-key made me want to go search for it. Like, it was like...
I'm so out there with you.
Actually, just out of pure curiosity, I need to know how long. There you go.
So it piqued your curiosity more than...
Oh, yeah, nah, I ain't want to think. But like you said, I don't want to be coughing up hair bombs and shit. Nah, I just wanted to show. I just wanted to see if I could get to it. That's it. Mike, like a tag, you're here. Like, that's it. That's all.
I can't stand you, bro. But like, I have had the difference in partners, like you said, where I went from literally one partner where they were like, I prefer it shaved all the time. Like, but then, if any hair is on it, I'm not touching it. And then now I'm with somebody and they're like, mm-hmm. What you mean? Let it grow out a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't always shave it completely bald. Like, mm-hmm. I want the landing strip.
My favorite line is, you know, I'm a grown ass man.
I don't want it bald all the time.
I want to see hair in your pussy. I don't know why that does something to me.
Yes. Or,
I mean, it means, I'm talking about men, but of course, anybody who eat pussy, like pussy, whatever, you like hair on it. You'd be like, I'm a grown ass person and I want to see this hair on this pussy. For whatever reason, that shit turns me off. I don't know why. And it's just that line alone. Mm-hmm. It's just a grown ass man.
It's mature.
You goddamn right. Mm-hmm. You gonna eat this little hair? No, it's nasty. But look.
Okay, listen.
Come on now.
But when they actually do it, that's even better. Like, it's like, yo, I'll be like, I ain't shaved today.
I fuck with it. Yeah, but I think it has to be a balance. And again, it's a conversation. I don't think someone can quote unquote demand or anything else like that, but he could have a preference. Like, I don't want somebody to feel like our thing that we're saying is we are condoning that it's all right for somebody to be like, ew, bitch, shave that shit off. You don't need to be with him. Like, you don't need to be with that motherfucker.
Right. But no, like, if you're comfortable with having hair, then you need to express that, though. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be, oh, I want you to shave it all off, and you do that every time, and you actually want to keep your hair, or you want to trim it into a cute little heart shape or something like that. You got to talk about it.
I say, nah, that ain't it. And they say, no, shave it. Nigga, get out. I don't give a fuck. Ain't no conversation in between. Nigga, this is my pussy. It's my hair. It's going to be with me when you leave. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm going to beat shit out of somebody. You know what? I've had a very violent week. Maybe that's why I'm so on edge. But like I said, something about fighting at least every 30 or so minutes. I mean, not minutes. But every couple of, you know what I'm saying? Couple of bars. My apologies. I'm not a violent person. I don't condone violence. I really don't. It's just been a very up and down week. Not a bad week. Not a bad one, y'all. Just up and down. Up and down. Mm. Yeah.
But you know, we get your point. Because I agree there. Like, if we can't sit down and talk about it and I tell you, hey, I don't like to shave off all my hair, and you're like, hey, I like it completely bald, some type of agreement going to have to be made between the two. Or either it's going to be
do they have pussy toupees?
I mean,
hey, bro, that would be so lit. Can you imagine somebody having a different wig? Can you? Oh my God, pussy wigs.
Yes. Have you ever seen people braid theirs? And like, I've seen people dread it up.
Hell yeah, but I've never seen pussy wigs. That's kind of lit. No. Do you need real wigs? Like, no, you don't need half the shit that we have. No, you don't.
I mean, some people do.
Bruh, so what? You know, rock that shit. Let me see that scalp. The fuck?
No, but you know, like, I ain't never met nobody that was, like, legit bald on their, like, pubic, pelvic area.
Oh, that couldn't grow hair there,
is what I'm saying. I've never met somebody that couldn't grow
hair. Yeah, but they couldn't grow hair at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like, as a body thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and then I also know somebody who grows hair slow. Like, I grow, my hair down there grows very slow. Like, very, very slow. Nah, hell no. I don't got that super grow. Only thing that super grows is my head. Other than that, everything else knows what's up. Like, I don't know if it's just trained. I don't know if I'm just blessed by the gods. But, like, I can, like, take care of that down there, like, and not have to touch it for, let's say I did it at the beginning of the month, I don't have to do it again until maybe the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Maybe. And that depends on what I did. Like, did I shave it or did I wax it? And I haven't shaved it forever.
Yes. Now,
a week?
Give me a week.
I wish I would. Oh, I would be so upset with my vagina. I would be so upset.
Give me a week. Now, if I wax, if I wax, I can go at least a good 6 weeks.
And if I wax, I'm going longer. It
depends on the difference. Because you're pulling, like, if you, what, bruh, 6 weeks, legit time if I wax. But if I shave it myself, and I'm just trying to keep it up, you know, keep it maintained, a week, bruh.
That's different.
A week. And it's growing back. That's different. I have super, super growth. Like, so legit shit. It's annoying.
Oh, man.
Like, OD.
That's crazy. How do we even get there? I love it, man.
Yeah. You know, we just be vibing. We be going. It gets there sometimes. I mean, we're talking about erogenous zone. It is. So, I mean, your clit is an erogenous zone.
Have you ever, has somebody ever touched your clit and it just made you mad? There you go. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because they touch it wrong.
That aggravates me.
Yes. Yes, and I've had people, or either, you know, they be trying to do what you do and it's just not right.
Too fast, like, it's too slow. Fast
or
too rough.
They're not stroking it in the right direction.
Not enough pressure.
Or they not on it and they think they on it.
Don't go there no more.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Hallelujah. Go on, talk your shit, sis. Talk your shit.
Ain't got that problem no more.
Don't even go. It feels so good, girl. Hey.
I do, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Full but circle. I had to know myself. Like we always say, I knew me. And then
that's
I
met it. Somebody. Come on, that somebody. Me, learn me that's better. Beautiful. That is beautiful. What's your blood type?
It is. Why you want to know, bro? We can't be putting that out there on the air. Like,
wait, you can conjure spirits by knowing somebody's blood type? I didn't know that in real life.
Bruh, what?
Yeah, you've been surprising me on this.
Bruh.
Oh, yeah. Listen, yeah.
Words are spells, okay? Words are spells. So you put anything out there, somebody can take it and use it against you.
Well, my blood type is spring water.
Shut up.
I'm not saying it. It's mine.
You know what? On that note, we're going to go.
Hi. Good night.
I'm going to just go. Good night. Goodbye.
You silly, man. Oh, man. You silly.